Thank you for listening to this Belly Up Sports Podcast Network product. Some said we go belly up, so we made it our name, and we're still here.
Hey guys, it's Daniel Smooth from Time to BS. Thanks for listening to this episode of the podcast, and I got something to tell you all today. If you haven't heard about Anchor by Spotify, it's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one simple place. Let me explain before we start the show. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or even your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one simple place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. So what are you waiting for? Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Thanks for tuning in, guys, and enjoy the show. Thanks to our friends over at Lottering Watches for sponsoring Time to BS Podcast. Use the promo code TIME2BS at lotterying.com for some sweet deals over on the website. That's time, the number two, and BS at lotterying.com.
It's time to BS.
Welcome, ladies and gents, to another episode and the 148th edition of Time to BS live on YouTube and from the beaches of Long Island, New York. So, I've got some stuff that I got some stuff for you all, and I can't wait to get to it. So, for starters, I want to say thank fuck tomorrow's Friday. It's been a long-ass week. But, it's all worth it in the end, guys. It's all worth it. But here's the thing that we all need to realize, and it's a hard thing to grasp. Life continues to go on, guys. I mean, no matter what the situation you have to find yourself in, no matter how bad the depression, no matter how bad the anger, no matter how serious it may be, life goes on. When we have dark feelings of the past, or even of the future, we tend to dwell on these thoughts. We end up forgetting to look towards the good future instead of, you know, just dwelling on the bad shit. Sometimes it'll turn to this dwelling of the past into fuel in the form of anger, making sure we don't go back to that dark place that we call pain. Either you climb the ladder out of the dark hole or dig yourself a deeper one. That hole's depression. The latter is freedom. Freedom's a strong word, after all. Strength can come into many forms, even in the form of tears. Sometimes it comes in the form of laughter, smiles, distaste, or even the most destructive, rage. There's almost always, always one thing we try to do as human beings in a state of fear. We attempt to escape and run. Usually in the form of drugs, drinking, or smoking. Unhealthy eating as well. Unhealthy ways lead to an unhealthy life, but if you keep on the forward path towards healthy living and looking forward to that dream that you have, I can promise you that it will be all worth it in the end. In fact, I can almost guarantee it. That's a good thing to look forward to, guys. So, now to the good shit. I got a great story to tell. So, I want to make a solo show called Smooth Radio. In fact, I teased it a few times. I teased this crap every now and then to just... I even made a stupid custom logo. Like, my stupidity wanted to make a custom logo for this whole thing. I mean, I do this crap already, as you clearly see by the live stream. I wanted to do something, you know. I made a Twitter account for it a few days back, and I swear to fuck, I didn't know this. Smooth Radio already existed as a jazz show. So, I was mad. I was annoyed. You name it. But that's alright, because Time to BS was created for whatever's on the mind, after all. So I plan on doing whatever's on the mind, because I, to quote the great Jim Cornette, do not give a French fry titty fuck. So, let's get on with the rest of the show. Kyler Murray signed a 5-year, $230.5 million extension with the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals now have the first ever recorded case of BSD. What is that? Why, it happens to be borderline stupidity disorder. With a dash of dipfuck disease and a sprinkle of what in the onion ring fuck is wrong with you. Good God, this contract is a terrible idea. Now, I'm not the only one to say what's a good idea and what's not, because the Islanders did happen to sign Rick DiPietro to a 15-year deal at one point, and the Seahawks did trade for a box safety for 2 first-round picks. So who am I to say what's a good idea or what's not? I don't mind the year. Shit, I don't mind the years. That I don't care about. It's the money that annoys me. $46.1 million per year for a guy that in 3 years has been one of the best first-half quarterbacks in the NFL. But in the second half, turns into a jack-o'-lantern. And he's on Pumpkin Hill. If you get that reference, then you had an awesome childhood. This contract might go down as one of the worst decisions the Cardinals have ever made. You'd expect me to believe the Cardinals will be a Super Bowl contender in 3 years? No. As a matter of fact, I do not. Let's again keep in mind the Cardinals were at one point 9-2 after starting the year undefeated at 7-0. Finished last season 11-6. 2-4 down the stretch. Now, to a degree, that's more coaching than the play of the team, but why should I care? This is about the contract, after all. This could end up as one of the worst contracts in the NFL by year 2 of this deal. The Cardinals happen to remind me a little bit of the Colorado Rockies. They have that one or two great players, maybe three. The Rockies had Nolan Arenado and Trevor Story at one point. Both are all-star players. Nolan probably the best third baseman in all of baseball. The Rockies did not care to build around said players and continue to do nothing. The Cardinals, in this case, build around 2 star players in Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, but consistently underachieve and do jack shit in the most important of games. The Arizona Cardinals, with Kyler Murray, will become the Colorado Rockies with Nolan Arenado. Watch. It will be painful to see. All right. Let's see what we got here. What's next in the nonsense department? Ah, yeah. Old Vincey boy. That's right. Vince McMahon has quote-unquote retired at 77. Sure, not suspicious at all. Or as the kids would say, sus. God, I hate this planet. But I hate this generation even more so. So let's talk about good old Vincey boy. As he retires... we're streaming this on a Thursday, and he retired on, what was it, Tuesday. And his idiot daughter and doofus son-in-law take over. Thank you, CM Punk. Speaking of, I wonder how he's doing. I mean, he's injured, but hey! So technically, WWE is in better hands. Because if Triple H runs WWE like he ran NXT, then they'll be fine. By the way, did I mention that Triple H is back as VP of Talent Relations or COO? Well, he's back. However, Stephanie runs the show. His fucking wife. Sometimes I really miss her brother Shane. Then again, do I really? Nah. So, speaking of Triple H and all of his glory, the soon-to-be two-time WWE Hall of Famer will now assume all roles left behind by his father-in-law, Vince. Head of creative, including along with all of his regular duties, possible head of NXT again, unless if Shawn Michaels continues to do what he's doing down in NXT. Thank you, God, it's about damn time. Triple H should have been named head of creative years ago. Then again, why should I care? This is great for WWE, but myself and Kane the Sports Guy are not easily convinced. WWE has the potential to revive itself from the depths of hell where Kane lies, but it has a large, deep asshole to climb out of. We shall see. But, you know, his idiot daughter happens to be mostly running the show. Speaking of idiots, people are still trying to cancel comedians. Dave Chappelle, earlier this week, had one of his shows canceled. The First Avenue Theater in Minneapolis canceled their show with a legendary comedian, quote, "We believe in diverse voices and the freedom of artistic expression, but in honoring that, we lost sight of the impact this would have." So basically, you canned a show because of the backlash to one of the greatest comedians of all time, because he tells offensive humor. Oh, boy. It makes you laugh. If it makes you laugh, after all, it's comedy. Simple as that. Now, there's times where that can go too far, but at the same time, I understand. I understand Pride Month was in June, but forgetting it was Men's Mental Health Month as well. I'm a believer of this. I respect everyone's beliefs as long as you don't shove them in my fucking face. Then I will be annoyed. I believe everyone gay, straight, bi, pan, frying pan, no matter your creeds, religions, or force-wielding abilities. I do not care if you happen to be hanging upside down while riding a unicycle on a balance beam while in the process be playing Through the Fire and the Flames by Dragon Force on the tuba in minor key as well be giving a hand job to a cactus in the Arizona desert in the middle of a snowstorm. You are entitled to your beliefs no matter what. Fuck, that was a lot. If you have nothing, and I repeat nothing, nice and or supportive to say, then please, for the love of Chuck E. Cheese, shut the fuck up. Alright. Here we go. Starting the NFL preview series. Now, I want to be clear for how we're doing things here. The last 3 or 4 years, I've been doing NFL previews for U Stadium. I've been posting them, like, lengthy and shit. And I'm doing them again for you. But I don't know how I'm going to do it. I mean, I'll figure it out eventually. But it will come. It will come indeed. So, time to start the NFL preview series for the next 10 episodes with the Jacksonville Jaguars. Ah, yes, the team who finished with the first overall pick and the worst record in 2021 with 3-14. Oh, Christ. They're going to ruin Trevor Lawrence, are they? They made some interesting moves, but most notably making their new head coach and former Super Bowl champion with the Eagles, Doug Peterson. We all remember the dipshittery that was Urban Meyer last season, the comedy that was, but Peterson is a phenomenal hire. There were some moves that were made that you want to throw a book at them, like signing Christian Kirk for $21 million per year, or drafting Georgia linebacker Trevon Walker first overall, or thinking Evan Ingram is a good tight end. However, there are some good signings like Brandon Scherff finally being free from the dipshit factory known as Washington, and Darius Williams I thought was their best signing overall. I think the Jags will be better, but not by that much. Peterson does help a lot, however, but for not only the team, but for football blondie Jesus, known as Trevor Lawrence. 6-11, last in the division, no playoffs, obviously. Next up, we have the best team in the AFC last season, statistically, who finished 12-5, and the number one seed in the AFC playoffs, the Tennessee Titans. Now, if I'm going to be brutally honest, I don't think they'll have the same success as last season. Roger Saffold, gone, and in Buffalo. A.J. Brown, gone, traded to Philadelphia. Jayon Brown, gone, with Atlanta. Dennis Kelly, gone, Indianapolis. Entering the room is Super Bowl champion Robert Woods, coming off via trade from the Super Bowl champion Rams, who's also coming off a torn ACL. Austin Hooper, Zach Cunningham, Malik Willis to back up Ryan Tannehill from the draft. Coaching is still really good, but what the hell are they doing on the offensive line? I mean, Tara Lewan isn't that good, and the rest of the line is just bleh. Like post-drunk Taco Bell and puking up a storm afterwards because your acid reflux is terrible. Good God, man. I think the Titans will take a gigantic step back, and I mean, wow, big one. 8-9 record, second in the AFC South, no playoffs. Houston, you're up. I would like to say they'll be competitive, but it's the Texans, so what good shit do they have? Well, the defense will happen to be better a little bit, I would assume, because Lovie Smith is their new head coach. Defensive coordinator last year, after David Culley was fired this offseason, he's now the new head coach of the Texans. He's a good coach for a long time. I got some faith the Texans will be better than where they were last year. I really don't know how the offense will do with another full season of Davis Mills, but who the fuck knows? The receivers are decent, led by Brandon Cooks, and I actually do like the running backs here. Marlon Mack comes from the Colts, and Rex Burkhead isn't too bad either. But I'll make this quick by saying they'll stay third in the division with a 7-10 record, and of course, no playoffs. Colts, please, for the love of God, get the quarterback right for the third or fourth time in this case. First, Phillip Rivers, then Carson Wentz, and now Matt Ryan. Third time's a charm, I guess, to replace Andrew Luck. If the Colts are going to win playoff games this year, or get to the playoffs in this case, they'll have to do it on the back of Matt Ryan and the defense, too. But the defense is suspect, kind of. I mean, they still got very good players, Darius Leonard being one of them. Julian Blackman is another one. They just traded for Yannick Ngakoue. They really do have good players. DeForest Buckner is another one. But the other thing they have good going for them is Matt Ryan is no scrub. He's a very good quarterback. The fact that they got this man for a third round pick is insulting. He's stupid good. He's really fucking good. He's easily the best quarterback they've had since Andrew Luck. He'll get this team going for where they need to go. I know the Titans are technically the favorite here, but I do think the Colts win this division and by a few games. I'm going to go 11-6, and as AFC South champion, they will be in the AFC playoffs. Hold on. Let me back up some evidence here to support my claim. The Colts last year, despite an inconsistent as fuck Carson Wentz, was still pretty good. They do have the same players are returning, except for Eric Fisher. But I do think if the Colts want to do something, they need a left tackle. They need a left tackle badly. Of course, we will see how this goes. But in the end, we don't know. I still think the Colts win this division. All right. Before we close out the show for today, I want to say thank you to all those who follow us and supported our show for the last 3 years. It's been a fun time, guys, and it will continue to be so. More shows are coming in the future, so I hope you like our pages. Follow our social medias, which are listed below. TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter at TimeToBSPodcast. Subscribe to the channel, and then more. Thank you once again, guys. I am Staniel Smooth. I'm coming to you from the lovely beaches of Long Island, New York. And I'm signing off. Have a good one, guys.